Hey all, I'm Tony Sadowski. Last episode, I talked to Sonia Ballantyne. She spoke with a sense of self and a clarity about who she is, how far she's come, and where she wants to go that really impressed me. That clarity was hard-earned, but I was definitely struck by it. Sonia is such a creative force, and she really knows how to bring her whole self, the wealth of her life experiences and observations, to storytelling. She was who she was, and she is who she is. And her confidence and her abilities is impressive. I've been coming to terms with the fact that I'm always going to be me. It's a mixed bag that I'm always me. On one hand, any discernible superpowers I may have come from me being me, reacting and acting as I would in a given situation, writing and creating and empathizing and questioning like I do. On the other hand, I'm not an expert businessman. I'm still figuring out this freelance strategist, producer, voiceover guy thing. I didn't instantly become a genius in finance when I filed for an LLC. I just know I wanted to go it on my own for a while, to move on from my previous job and see where the path led if I bet on myself and put myself out there as a marketer and media maker for hire. There are times when I see a job listing on LinkedIn or in an email and think, you know, that might be cool. Maybe I should just pivot back or take on part-time work and still do my thing on the side a little bit. I was recently asked, so what's your plan? Are you just gonna keep bopping along like this? Or basically asking if I was ever gonna start looking for a quote, real job again. I haven't been looking. My current plan really was just to do this for a while and try to make it work. If I really dig in and pick up more voice work, I'll just live the dream and record audio here in my little studio and boom, that's it. That would be great. I'm wearing pajamas. Over the past several months, I've been taking on a lot of marketing strategy work. I've been busy, which is good. That means I'm getting paid. But it also means I'm not investing that time in really pursuing more VO or putting spec out there. Beyond this podcast, of course. Hi, listener. I don't exactly know what the future holds, and I'm okay with that. I take it day to day. But as an entrepreneur, that's probably not enough. I know it's my habit and my natural approach, but that's not going to move me forward, is it? I need some goal, some plan, beyond, well, let's see what projects are on the old sticky note I keep on my MacBook screen. I mean, I guess one key goal was not working where I worked anymore. And I'm not. I haven't been for a while now. Mission accomplished. But is it sustainable? Am I just drifting with style and not doing myself any favors by ignoring what could be good job opportunities? Have I proven my point? I'm definitely in a better headspace. That's big. You know, I once advised a really brilliant coworker not to let the toxicity of her workplace make her step back and take something beneath what she deserved. She should determine her path, not her weird bosses. Don't retreat and do something smaller. Go even bigger. Show them how wrong they were. Keep crushing it somewhere else, somewhere that will give you the respect and responsibility you rightfully should have. She did, by the way. Instead of throwing up her hands and changing course, she's off doing big-time stuff, a leader at an industry leader. You love to see it. Don't let them hold you back or kill your ambition. I'm lucky to be able to do this. I know it's a luxury not everyone has to be able to take this kind of detour. And in following my instinct and focusing on the work in front of me, am I not really making the most of this? Or is 6 months way too soon to be questioning whether or not I failed miserably at freelance life? I'm learning. Another goal I did have in starting Spec Communications was learning new things, pushing myself a bit. Is that two goals? I'll treat it as one. It's my show. As regular listeners have heard by now, I had been stuck and full of doubt, so I needed to prove to myself I could still do things, that I still had some talent. I used to consider myself pretty fantastic at what I do. I feared nothing. I knew I was great and could make something out of anything. I'm 20 years older. Life happened a bit along the way, and while I'm still very good, I don't have that young buck fire to crank out more and more stuff. I want to make things that matter. I want to focus on projects where my vision and experience and voice will really make a difference. I've done a lot. I'm not some green kid trying to prove himself. I don't need the reps anymore. I need new adventures. I'm finding myself again. The crisis part is over, but the midlife is still very much there. What is the next 40 years all about? What do I do with my remaining heartbeats? What will put me at ease? I like calm. I like not stressing about things. I just want to feel complete, at peace. For me, that still means writing and making stuff. And I did accidentally absorb some marketing acumen along the way. Here's a dirty secret that might make me a monster in the eyes of the marketing community. I don't love data. I never did. I get it. I like knowing what's working and what's not. I like having an understanding of audience and business goals before moving ahead on some content. Also, as an aside, I hate that we just accepted the word content. It's multi-purpose, but very dry and colorless, and it doesn't really respect the craft that goes into all of the cool stuff marketers make to get people's attention.
Content. I generate content.
Ugh. Whenever I hear someone say, wherever you get your content, or something like that, it's just so corporate. Stodgy. I don't like it. Anyway, I'm a creative at heart, and I work with colleagues and clients all the time now who appreciate what I bring to discussions, my perspective on what's really important in copy or brand identity, my ability to turn media around quickly, whatever it is. I'm still good at what I do. And I'm the boss of Spec. I get to be the boss because it's my company, so no one gets to tell me otherwise. But I'm still doing client work. Ultimately, I'm rarely the guy who gets to be the decider. The final say goes to the client. This podcast is one place where I make all the calls. It's nice. Still fun, though I can see taking a break at some point and pivoting into something new for a while to keep it fresh and expand my horizons. I'm dying to dust off my camera work skills. I got so rusty in my previous job. We were a union shop, so I worked with incredibly talented professionals who are fantastic at what they do. I depended on them for great quality work, and they delivered every time. They liked working with me because I'm not a pain in the ass. I like a comfortable, loose atmosphere. Everyone should feel at ease. I said a million times over the years, it's just television. Nobody dies. It's supposed to be fun. I may not always have the final say on every project I take on. Not really a complaint, just an observation. And I've learned that the important place to be the decider, the steerer, the one charting the course, is in your own life. And I haven't felt so at ease in my personal life and in work-life balance in a while. I'm still busy. I'm taking on freelance consulting for brands, writing emails for clients. I dipped my toes into PR for a while, produced digital fundraising videos, and I'm recording voiceover. I'm helping friends and colleagues start their own podcasts, choose equipment, figure out a format that'll work for them. It's stuff I love doing. I like having control of a creative project. I like coming up with the concept, then actually carrying it out once the dots are all connected. I produce by vibe a lot. I don't sweat every single word someone says. I think about tone, delivery, authenticity, energy, if they're answering the right questions. I care about the story I'm telling, not the minutiae. I have a good ear. If something is missing, I know it. And I get it. I'm working on the business side of things. I know I need to get better at that. I understand it. I can make a pivot table. I have a master's in digital marketing. It's just not my first language or my first love. Seeing people enjoy this podcast, hearing from people who were hit right in the feels, to quote one listener, by some of my monologue episodes or loved a particular interview. I like that. My goal is to entertain, to connect, to hopefully inspire. I want you to feel empowered to make the change or start the project that you've been putting off. And I do have a creative goal. I need to get a decent video camera so I can shoot something of my own. Not a phone. This isn't dance recital dress rehearsal. I want to feel in control of something visual again. Start to finish. Not just editing existing video or adding graphics. I've been doing that. But I need to figure out what my style is now that I'm in my 40s and free to explore that side of me in a way that I've never been. It's exciting. And also scary. And disappointing that I haven't just done it yet. Still, my wife says I put off things that scare me, that I don't really want to do, in favor of something more familiar, easier to tackle. Maybe. Don't we all do that, though? Life can't all be diving in headfirst with your eyes closed. I don't like futility. Part of me can sense when something just isn't going to go well. Instinct and experience have to count for something. I trust my gut and often power activity with dark stuff, frustration, boredom, resentment, injustice, and yes, even disgust with myself over inactivity. I let that be the spark that powers a flurry of productivity, and I knock a bunch of stuff out. Part of being me is coming to terms with my own rhythms and limitations. I have a process. I know my rhythm annoys some people, but it's just me being me. And it's worked okay so far. What's something you'd like to dive into? Any projects you'd like to tackle? Why haven't you? If you want to write a book, write. If you want to make movies, go make them. If you want to start a podcast, do it. Do the work. When you're ready, you will. But really think about what gets you to ready on something. What motivates you? What helped propel you through your proudest achievements to this point? What did you learn from the experience? Next time on Starting Artists, I speak with Louisa Onome. By the end of our chat, I really felt inspired. Getting to know other creative people and find out how they got started, how they pivoted, what went well or went poorly along the way, even where dumb luck got involved, makes these conversations fun. Every time. I was worried they'd get repetitive, but each guest brings a unique spark, a different energy and approach, another interesting journey. I love getting to know people. I love sharing experiences, bonding over the good and the bad. Maybe the show is helping to fill that gap of not constantly having a family of colleagues around to joke and chat and share ideas with. Maybe I should start interviewing guests over coffee and soup dumplings. I could take my mic on the road. Maybe it's time for a remote episode. I could do it. It's my call. That feels good. Reach out at SpecLLC on Twitter, or Spec Communications on Facebook or Instagram. Or use the little contact form at speccommunications.com. whatever. I'd love to help you tell your story. Thanks for listening to Starting Artists. If you like the show, tell a friend or two. That helps a lot. And hopefully it'll help them. Bye for now.